Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at disaster recovery and security. So here's the thing. Putting aside the whole, is DR part of security, right? Confidentiality, integrity, availability, I'd say yes. Availability. So I have the aspect of all those same security controls that you own now in production being available or unavailable, as the case may be, in a DR environment. So tip to you, take a real close look at your disaster recovery environment, be it a hot site or whatever it may be, similar to any unused or often overlooked environment, and make sure that you're not replicating data into a less secure zone. Here's what oftentimes happens. Hey, I know, I want to buy a SIM. And you're like, yeah, I want to buy a SIM too. And they're like, hey, how much does a SIM cost? And you're like, hey, here's what it is per appliance. You're like, okay, why do we have double? And they're like, well, because that's recovery. And you're like, I don't need logs in my DR. I'm never going to use my DR. Why would I need logs in my DR? Take that stuff out of there. 6 months later, you've got a disaster. You're running on the DR environment, and you've got no visibility and no security controls. Or conversely, hey, our DR environment is that room over there. That's fantastic. Yeah, it's very rarely used. Oh, that's nice. Makes sense to me. Yeah, so we just have, you know, basic controls. And you go and you look. And maybe the door is locked, but there's no key fob, there's no camera, there's no motion detectors. It's on an outside wall with a glass window, and there's no make for break glass sensors. And when they try to do a full pull DR test, they realize that there's not enough cooling and everything crashes. So the point is, it's very easy to overlook these types of environments, right? This is like your dev environment or any environment that isn't used in production. You're like, hey, I've secured my stuff. It's safe. It's good. I know it's good. I can see it. I can touch it. I can feel it. It's in production. By golly, I've got everything protecting it. And then, bite by bite, block by block, I replicate it all over to this other room with no security controls and no monitoring. I don't have a good answer. It is a very often done mistake. It can be hard because of costing issues, because of all the issues I explained about staffing and about resources, and the fact that DR in an ideal scenario is only used maybe once every couple years. So I understand you don't want to have the same level of controls, but you should at least know what those level controls are and manage it as a risk if you cannot bring those levels up. Or better yet, include your security appliances in your DR plan such that the security appliances themselves are replicated over as part of the recovery operation. That's it for me. What do you think? Have you seen some terrible security fails due to disaster recovery? Hit me up in comments or social media. Have a good one.